free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Monday, January the 27th, year of our Lord 2020. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be taking a look at the March for Life. We have some very, very powerful speakers that appeared there. They put together a TV ad, Faces of Choice, adult survivors of abortion telling their story. You will not believe how powerful this is, and you will not see this on the Super Bowl. They put together a shorter version of it for the Super Bowl, but of course, that is not going to be allowed. I mean, we even have Twitter attaching warnings to President Trump's pro-life video for his campaign. They carefully censor what you are seeing. We have Vimeo, for example, closing a Christian man's account because he is a former homosexual and he was talking about gay conversion therapy. Vimeo opposes any efforts to talk about people changing their sexual orientation, unless it's mental, unless it is transgender, in which case it is promoted and protected. But if you say I can change my sexual orientation because of either psychological or because of religious help, the power of Christ or whatever, that's not going to be allowed. And so Vimeo censors that. But I want you to understand where the censorship is really coming from. We are spending $35 million to promote fake news in Syria and to control local media as we send troops there. And I've said from the very beginning, and I stand by this, and I repeat it on almost a daily basis, the censorship is coming from the U.S. government. They're pretending that it's coming from left-wing Silicon Valley people, and right now they are happy to play along with that. But they'll be happy to switch to the other side. As a matter of fact, George Soros is already, and the left are already criticizing Zuckerberg because he's not doing enough, in their opinion, to censor President Trump. But they've censored us. They've censored you. And so this is something that is very, very important. President Trump made some very important statements at the March for Life, as well as these people who are victims. So we're going to take a look at that. We'll also take a look at what's going on in Iowa, a quick update on the impeachment soap opera, and the fact that it's drawing about a third of the audience that traditional soap operas draw. I don't think people are going to get drawn into this like they do the perennial soap operas that never end. This is a soap opera, and it doesn't ever end, but people are getting very tired of it because they've frankly seen this story before. For several years, Democrats aren't changing the script, and they don't have very interesting actors. So we'll take a look at that as well. And then we're going to get back to the coronavirus, what we have learned, where we are, what your actual risk is. We're going to take a look at all of that. That'll be coming up after we talk about the March for Life, after we talk about free speech and what's going on in Iowa, because it's very important for us to understand what our choices are here. You know, we don't have any perfect people. None of us are perfect. We're not going to ever agree with anybody on everything, but we have some amazing things coming out of Iowa. We have a clip of Elizabeth Warren being confronted by a father, very angry because he worked very hard, saved money to put his kid through school, and then the his neighbor, who didn't save anything at all, and she's going to basically pay off their college loans and so forth, kind of reminds me of an Aesop fable. Does that ring a bell with anybody? We'll give you the Elizabeth Warren update on the ant and the grasshopper when we return. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Yeah. InfoWars Store is the only place to shop to guarantee your support for the InfoWars crew. While we're in Washington fighting for our rights, it's more important than ever that you're able to support our team in the fight for liberty. So we've discounted some of our returning fan favorite products so you can stock up now. Survival Shield X2, our incredible nascent iodine formula, is finally back in stock and 40% off. After being sold out for weeks, the fan favorite supplement has finally returned. Or you can get the nascent iodine pack with Survival Shield X2 and X3 for 50% off each bottle. Ultimate Fish Oil and Prostaguard are both back after months of waiting as well for 35% off. These products are hard to source at the quality we demand, so we don't know how long they'll last. Make sure you get yours today. If supplements aren't your thing, we have storable food supplies for up to 50% off, as well as water and air filter units for 30% off. There's never going to be a better time to support the InfoWars team. Show Owen, David, Alex, Savannah, and everyone else behind the scenes you stand with them in the fight against tyranny today.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this January 27th, year of our Lord 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to take a look at the bioweapons, the pandemic prophets. We got some interesting clips of these annual exercises. It's been going back to the early 2000s, Dark Winter, so they called it. And, of course, there is a Dark Winter 2 that is on the way. It's just a matter of time before these bioweapons that are being created by the CDC and these others are used on us by the Chinese or used on us by somebody who would like to make profits. I don't know, maybe some billionaire who's got a fascination with vaccines and population reduction. I don't know who that could be. But it's just a matter of time before something like that happens or before an accident happens. And it's been well documented by a USA reporter, USA Today reporter, Allison Young, talking about the many, many, many different problems of the many, many, many biolabs that have proliferated throughout the United States. Now, in China, they only have one so far that they put in 2017. In Wuhan, for example, where this has begun. So we're going to take a look at this, what the risks are, what the current reports are inside China, outside of China. That's going to be coming up. But first, we're going to be talking about the March for Life and a little bit about what's going on in Iowa as they are having an election to steal your rights. That's really what the Democrat Party is. It's a advanced auction on stolen goods, and it's also a promotion for a totalitarian government, which areas are going to destroy of our freedom and our independence first. But let's take a look at the March for Life to begin with. They unveiled a video that they put together called Faces of Choice. They talked to 14 abortion survivors in this ad. This ad runs about just under 2 minutes, and they had cut this down to air on the Super Bowl. But it was too powerful for the Super Bowl. I'm not going to allow that. I mean, they're not showing pictures of baby parts or anything that is gruesome like what they do at Planned Parenthood. This is just adult people celebrating life. But it's too powerful, too controversial for the Super Bowl. I want to play that ad for you since you're not going to be able to see it on mainstream media. They're going to censor it everywhere. And I guarantee you, they're going to censor this on social media as well. Twitter has already attached a warning to the Trump campaign's pro-life video. You can't talk about being pro-life. As a matter of fact, we have AP style sheets that ban that term, pro-life. You can't be pro-life. So here's video clip number one, Faces of Choice.
Can you look me in the eye?
Can you look me in the eye and tell me that I shouldn't exist?
That I should be dead?
That I deserve to die that day?
Can you look me in the eye and tell me that my very survival was a mistake?
A terrible toll on society?
Can you look me in the eye and tell me that in my most vulnerable state, I was nothing more than a parasite.
A collection of body parts.
Subhuman?
Worthless?
In 1952, I survived multiple abortion attempts.
DNC abortion.
An instrument abortion.
DNC abortion.
An East of a Bush heritage abortion.
A vacuum aspiration.
An induced abortion.
A saline infusion abortion that was meant to poison and scald me to death.
Are these enough choices? I am the face of choice.
I am that choice.
These are actual human beings who survived abortion procedures when they were still in their mother's wombs. These are the eyes, voices, and faces of choice. Choice is not merely a word. Choice is a person. Learn their stories.
As I look at that, and I look at adults talking about, is my life, can you look me in the eye and tell me that my life doesn't matter? That, quite frankly, is what's going to be done to us at the end of life if we don't support as a fundamental right life at the beginning of life. Yeah, euthanasia. We've got government-provided health care, but, you know, we've got this budget crisis here, and we really can't keep paying for you to hang around in the hospital. And we have decided that we don't think that your quality of life is that great. So we're going to end your life, like we did with Terry Schiavo, like the Bushes did with Terry Schiavo, stood by with their hands folded. As they pointed out, as much as the abortion industry wants to destigmatize the decision to end a pregnancy, we want to show that lives that were spared, despite the death sentence imposed on them, we often seek to separate the humanity from the things that make us uneasy. But when a victim, a survivor, stares you in the eye and tells you their story, a paradigm shift takes place that cannot be conveniently forgotten, and which has the power to change everything. We have thousands of survivors of abortion in the United States alone, more than enough survivors to attach an actual face to the misnomer of choice. And again, they said our team has worked for months to have a shorter version of the ad run during the 2020 Super Bowl, but the network refused. The network refused. That terminated that commercial that supports life. You know, one of the poster children for the termination of free speech and that right that's being terminated everywhere was Nick Sandman, of course. It was just a year ago. It's amazing to think that it was just a year ago. I think it was just a year ago. He was back after having prevailed against fake news and the lies of mainstream media, CNN and others. I think there's still some cases that are going through, but he's reached an agreement with CNN. But basically, he's a poster child for the lies of the mainstream media that tries to shut us down. But, of course, there were a lot of lies about President Trump as well. You know, the Associated Press, AP, had an article. It was carried on the Drudge Report. Trump, a late convert to the cause, attends the anti-abortion rally. Well, you know, it's better late than never, isn't it? And it is something that even though he had his rivals, as they point out, in this hit piece on AP, trying to say, well, look at this. You know, he's not. Look, he's doing what he said he was going to do when he ran for president. I wish he would do that on every issue. I wish he would do that with foreign troops in war. I don't have a problem with President Trump having a different position 21 years ago in 1999. I'm not going to criticize him for that. He said he was pro-life and he was going to support that when he ran for president 2016, and he has done that. And yet you have AP criticizing him. You know, that's the style of AP. As a matter of fact, they have style guidelines. Associated Press demands that reporters, if you want to get your story covered on Associated Press, that's a big deal. Not as big a deal as getting on Drudge. But, you know, a lot of people will cater to that. And NPR will do that as well. They will use these style sheets. You do not say that you're pro-life. You can't use that term. According to AP style guidelines, you have to say if you're pro-life, you're not pro-life. You write that that person is anti-abortion rights, not pro-life, anti-abortion rights. That's the speech control imposed by AP, the same people called President Trump a late convert. No, he's doing what he said he was going to do when he ran for president. You know, when the people who did the Gosnell movie tried to promote it on NPR, they wanted to talk about Gosnell, who was a convicted murderer. He was an abortionist. They could not refer to him as an abortionist. They could not say that he was a doctor who provided abortion or abortion doctor. None of that. None of that. You couldn't say anything that had to do with abortion and link that to Gosnell. They just had to call him a doctor, and they said, well, never mind. We won't advertise then on NPR. We'll have more about this when we come back. We'll have President Trump's comments as well as others.
We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2, our best-selling deep earth crystals, iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body. And I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself. 40% off InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together. Super high quality. Winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win. I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globalists a run for their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action. And know, be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalist. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60-plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, you can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it. Word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you. I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that and some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job, but now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective, and the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way, and so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them. But it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us,
We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. In the last segment, I played for you Faces of Choice, a just under 2-minute ad about 14 adults who survived abortion and speaking about what it is like to abort someone and the decision involved in that. You know, behind every choice, there is a human life. And they're trying to put a face to that. One of the, of course, that was unveiled at the March for Life on Friday. That commercial, reduced down to a 30-second or a 1-minute spot, will not be aired on the, at the Super Bowl. The network refused to air that. So I wanted to play it for you, but I also wanted to go into a little more detail. One of the individuals, actually a couple of the individuals who were featured, in that, video of 14 adult survivors of abortion is Melissa Odin, and she had this to say, video clip number 2.
47 years ago, the Supreme Court handed down the decision meant to be my death sentence. Unfortunately, in 1977, my biological mother had a saline infusion abortion forced upon her. Over a 5-day period, I soaked in a toxic salt solution being poisoned and scalded to death. But 42 years ago, God said no, not this child. I am so blessed to have survived an abortion, to be loved into life by my adoptive parents, to be a wife and a mother to 2 amazing daughters, one of whom is here today. Olivia, you are so loved. And now to be reunited with my birth mother, Ruth, and many members of her family who know that they are forgiven and that I love them. And contrary to what our culture that has been so deeply impacted by abortion says, abortion didn't empower my birth mother. It certainly didn't empower me. It didn't empower my own daughters who never would have lived if that abortion would have succeeded in ending my life. Life is what has empowered each and every one of us. Life is what has allowed healing. Life is what brought forth love and forgiveness. And life is what allowed the pain of our family to be transformed into purpose. Life empowers us all.
That's right. Not that little gold Oscar idol that you hold in your hand, these actresses who talk about that. I couldn't have gotten this thing if I hadn't killed my kids. That is not a value. This lady who survived an abortion got it exactly right. She said it is life that empowers us. And President Trump, of course, spoke as well. He was the first and only president to have actually gone to the March for Life in 47 years. And here's a short excerpt from President Trump's speech there, video clip number 3.
When we see the image of a baby in the womb, we glimpse the majesty of God's creation. When we hold a newborn in our arms, we know the endless love that each child brings to a family. When we watch a child grow, we see the splendor that radiates from each human soul. One life changes the world. From my family, and I can tell you, I send love, and I send great, great love. And from the first day in office, I've taken a historic action to support America's families and to protect the unborn. And during my first week in office, I reinstated and expanded the Mexico City policy, and we issued a landmark pro-life rule to govern the use of Title X taxpayer funding. I notified Congress that I would veto any legislation that weakens pro-life policies or that encourages the destruction of human life. At the United Nations, I made clear that global bureaucrats have no business attacking the sovereignty of nations that protect innocent life. Unborn children have never had a stronger defender in the White House. And as the Bible tells us, each person is wonderfully made. We have taken decisive action to protect the religious liberty. So important, religious liberty has been under attack all over the world and, frankly, very strongly attacked in our nation. You see it better than anyone, but we are stopping it. And we're taking care of doctors, nurses, teachers, and groups like the Little Sisters of the Poor.
That's right. And even as he is saying that, we have AP, as is their style, trying to spin and lie about President Trump, saying, you know, he's a late convert to the cause. You know, 21 years ago, he said that he was pro-choice in every respect. But, of course, when he ran for president 4 or 5 years ago, he was saying that he would support life. And he has done that more so than any other president. And yet AP still tries to drive a wedge between President Trump and his supporters. They say this is yet another sign of his remarkable political transformation and how conservative Christians remain Trump's most loyal backers. And so they would like to drive a wedge there. The problem is he's done what he said he would do. And it doesn't matter what he said 21 years ago. You know, Ronald Reagan had been pro-choice as well. Unfortunately, Ronald Reagan didn't do a fraction of what President Trump has done as president. And neither did the Bushes either. As a matter of fact, Ari Fleischer, who was the White House press secretary for George W., said there used to be a middle in this country. And candidates would not want to alienate the middle. It just seems that this is over. Both parties play to their bases. Because we could never accuse George W. Bush or either Bush administration of actually playing to their base in any regard. They never fulfilled any campaign pledges. Yeah, President Trump has some other campaign pledges that he needs to stand up to. But look, when he does the right thing, you ought to stand behind him. And he's doing the right thing with this stuff. And yet the Bushes. The Bushes, who have been the patriarch of the family, Senator Prescott Bush, he was there from the very beginning with Planned Parenthood. He was a treasurer with his name on the letterhead with Margaret Sanger on the very first fundraising letter of Planned Parenthood. Jeb and George W. stood on the sidelines as Terry Schiavo was murdered by a probate judge. Wouldn't lift a finger. And it's not a surprise when you look at the fact that the Bush family foundations are still quietly channeling money into Planned Parenthood, even as Jeb removed some state funding from the state of Florida. They were giving, privately giving, more to Planned Parenthood. Of course they're going to play both sides against the middle. That's exactly what the Bushes and Republicans have always done. So kudos to President Trump for doing the right thing, for having guts and integrity to stand up to this abortion industry that the Bushes have been a part of and the Republicans have been a part of from the very beginning. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste and it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean and the toothpaste that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now because I like the way it feels.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get ChillForce today at InfoWarsStore.com.
This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch. I'm pointing out the way forward, things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us, and it's symbiotic. My friends, I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen, fluoride's the bad halogen. And people told me about it for years and I didn't listen. And I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Grip like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine, atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm telling you folks, get it. It's amazing. Discover the benefits. And it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I have just a couple of more things to say about the March for Life on Friday. Again, as President Trump was talking about his record on this, and you've got the Associated Press and others trying to say, well, look at this. He's a recent convert, but he's doing it. I wish he was doing what he said he was going to do in terms of foreign wars. We've added 20,000 U.S. troops to counter Iran since last spring. And this is being done as they announce that this is going to happen. We have General McKenzie saying, I'm not sure how long I'm going to be standing there. Could be quite a while. Could be less than that. Could be less than quite a while. Just don't know right now. And we don't know why we're there, do we? Why are we there? Have we had a declaration of war? Have we defined what the purpose is? No. No. And as that is happening, we've had the Iraqi parliament vote to have us bring the troops that we have in Iraq home, and they had over a million Iraqis, estimated by some, across the country on Friday. The Associated Press put up pictures of the streets filled with protesters. And they have a funny way of counting people when they disagree with your what you're doing. Whether you agree with the protesters or not, the lies of the Associated Press, just like they lie about the Virginia gun rally, like they lie about the March for Life. They also lie about the radical Iraqi Shiite cleric and his supporters, saying hundreds. You can look at that and you can say it's not hundreds. It's not hundreds at all. It's hundreds of thousands, probably a million when you look at the pictures that they put up, even on their own thing, you know, talking about what's there. But let's get back to President Trump and where he has focused on what he said he would do. During his first 3 years in office, he has appointed judges who have opposed abortion. He has cut taxpayer funding of abortion. He has painted Democrats who support abortion rights as extreme in their views. This is from the AP. They have to admit that, even though they don't like President Trump, even though they are trying to criticize him, saying, well, he doesn't really believe this. You know what? I don't really care what President Trump believes on this issue. He's doing something about it, unlike any of these Republicans before him. You judge people by what they do when they're in office here. President Trump has done more for the pro-life community than any other president, so it's fitting that he would be the first president in history to attend the March for Life, said a White House spokesman. And then Matt Schlapp, chair of the American Conservative Union, said that Trump's thinking on the matter has been very simple. If he supports the cause, then why wouldn't he show up to their big event? And, of course, on Friday, his administration took another step. They threatened California with the potential loss of federal health care funding over the state's requirement that insurance plans cover abortion. So, you see, it's the whole totalitarian thing, isn't it? Total. Every aspect of your life, every detail of your life. It's not enough to mandate that you have to have insurance, which they don't have any authority for. It's also important that they tell you what you must insure. Every detail of your life, all power concentrated at the center, that is the very definition of totalitarianism. President Trump also said, sadly, the far left is actively working to erase our God-given rights, to shut down faith-based charities, to ban religious believers from the public square, and to silence Americans who believe in the sanctity of rights, of life, and of rights, I should say. And just to underscore this, I appreciate what President Trump has done. He's done a lot of things, and again, he's done more than any other president. I have said that I think that really the answer to all of this is what we saw the legislator from Indiana introducing, basically changing the legal prevarications that take away personhood from a child in the womb, and then also saying that no ruling, no law from the federal government will be honored in Indiana, that they are null and void. That's nullification at the state level, and that's really what we need to do. We need to stand up and say we're not going to have judges, nine politically appointed judges who are not accountable to anyone, never been elected. We're not going to have them dictate the beginning of life. We're going to do that on a state-by-state level. We're going to have some say about that. That is not something that is the authority of the central government. And so I think that is the right approach to have to that. But there are other things that need to be done, other things that President Trump should be doing, that are not even being talked about, not by Republicans, not by Democrats. The Democrats talk about child separation at the border, but they don't care about the amount of money that is being used to incentivize the separation of children here in America. As I pointed out, the entire budget of ICE is $6 billion. But CPS across this country is incentivized with nearly $30 billion. And they are separating children from their families. They're taking the kids and doing the due process later. And it's not really due process because they hide exculpatory evidence, just as we see happening with President Trump. And we see that happening with Matt Shea and saw it happening with the Bundys. I've seen it happen in every trial. We don't have justice in this country anymore. We don't have due process in this country anymore. And we got kids who are being red flagged. We have kids who are being treated like assets that are stolen by our so-called law enforcement and courts in the name of the war on drugs. They steal kids in the same way. So we're waiting for a candidate who who's going to stand up in either party and even address the problem that's here to defend parental rights, to defend the family, and to stop incentivizing this child trafficking that's going on. And I want to play for you, coming out of Kentucky. Get ready with video clip number four. This was a recording of a Kentucky CPS agent. And quite frankly, when you hear this, it begs the question as to whether or not CPS is actively trafficking the kids that it kidnaps from parents without due process. Video clip number four.
Statistics. The cabinet puts pressure on statistics because federal money and state money come from statistics.
This former state
this is a former CPS officer.
Retaliation on her family by the cabinet. She asked us to conceal her identity.
You get praised. The cabinet praises you for terminating rights and adopting kids out immediately.
She says the concerted effort to take children away and put them up for adoption was so brazen, she actually saw someone successfully place an order for children.
Someone could not have a child and wanted a child, so within the community, this certain person saw a family that was in distress, was having a hard time, and relayed to workers that they would like those children. And that's exactly what has happened.
And this former CPS supervisor, who also fears retaliation, says if an order for a child was delayed or denied, her supervisors would pull in and try to overturn local decisions.
This one family was promised a child. And when it happened that the child was going to be reunified with the parent, they called our regional office. Our regional office came down on our county. They harassed the birth parents and that kind of thing because they didn't agree with our decision.
Yeah, you see, that's the problem, is that just as we've seen videotapes of Planned Parenthood, talking to the Center for Medical Progress, thinking that they were talking to somebody who was going to procure body parts. Well, the same thing is happening with children at a slightly later stage in life. Yeah, I want to adopt a baby. Here's the specifications. Go get it. And you've got CPS officer as well as a supervisor. Both of them, interestingly enough, both of them are afraid to have their identity known. Why do you think that is? What does that tell us about it? And what does the deafening silence of Republicans and Democrats about this tell you? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The InfoWars store is the only place to shop to guarantee your support for the InfoWars crew. While we're in Washington fighting for our rights, it's more important than ever that you're able to support our team in the fight for liberty. So we've discounted some of our returning fan favorite products so you can stock up now. Survival Shield X2, our incredible nascent iodine formula, is finally back in stock and 40% off. After being sold out for weeks, the fan favorite supplement has finally returned. Or you can get the nascent iodine pack with Survival Shield X2 and X3 for 50% off each bottle. Ultimate Fish Oil and Prostaguard are both back after months of waiting as well for 35% off. These products are hard to source at the quality we demand, so we don't know how long they'll last. Make sure you get yours today. If supplements aren't your thing, we have storable food supplies for up to 50% off, as well as water and air filter units for 30% off. There's never going to be a better time to support the InfoWars team. Show Owen, David, Alex, Savannah, and everyone else behind the scenes you stand with them in the fight against tyranny today.
We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2, our best-selling Deep Earth Crystals iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together, super high quality, winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Whistleblowers with CPS in Kentucky, afraid that their identity might be known, trying to report how they are acquiring children based on specifications. And if there is a delay in that, you better be ready to answer why. Is that a child trafficking network? You know, we get all upset about Jeffrey Epstein, and we should. We should. We should be upset about the fact that the elite can do whatever they wish. But we have to also understand that the bureaucracy can do whatever it wishes. And perhaps it is more dangerous than one individual criminal who is out there because it is so widespread. A $30 billion industry, CPS has become bureaucracy. And that is five times bigger than the entire budget of ICE. So you want to talk about people being, kids being separated from their family? You ignore that when it happens here in America. You ignore what is going on at the border and the reason that those kids are being separated, because they are being trafficked across the border. And they're being recycled. They said, we see the same kids coming in here multiple times. That's why they're pulling them, separating them apart and saying, wait a minute, are you related to these kids? We need to do a test. So there they're actually trying to protect the kids who are being trafficked. But when it comes to Americans, nobody is protecting them. Cindy McCain, the widow of John McCain, had this to say about Jeffrey Epstein. We all knew. Let's play video clip number 9.
You know, it hides in plain sight. Epstein was hiding in plain sight. We all knew about him. We all knew what he was doing. But we had no one that was, legal aspect that would go after him. They were afraid of him. For whatever reason, they were afraid of him. All of a sudden, somebody
passed.
We're not afraid of you anymore, and what you're doing is not only wrong, it's illegal, it's, you know, all those things. It's like a house of cards now. It's going to start tumbling, believe me. And these guys, if they don't leave the country, number one, they're going to get caught, and they're going to, and they, not only will they get caught, but they're going to be made examples of. And that's exactly what we should be doing. With these guys, especially.
Now, when she says we all knew, does she mean all of John McCain and his CIA buddies John McCain and his Mossad buddies that they all knew? Was it a bigger circle than that? We really want to know, Cindy. Can you explain that to us? Can you explain to us when you say there was no legal basis on which to take him down? Why not? Why not? Why didn't your husband, if he knew something about that, why didn't he introduce some laws to take him down? Because he's a lawmaker, isn't he? As a matter of fact, the way these guys get away with this, and again, Dennis Hastert, one of the best examples of this, an elitist who was selected because he could be blackmailed, the same way that, you know, we know that that was what was behind Epstein's network, where the intelligence agencies who watch everything that we do, yeah, they know everything about everybody, don't they? And they decide that they will use it to blackmail powerful people. And so you have Dennis Hastert, who was selected because he was a pedophile wrestling coach. They put him in Congress. They made him Speaker of the House. He defended other pedophiles who were in Congress, if they were in his party. He defended them. And you have the establishment press, Rush Limbaugh, defending Hastert, defending before Hastert, the guy who was behind the Page scandal. The Congressional Page scandal, both Hastert and Rush Limbaugh defending a pedophile prior to Hastert's time in the barrel. And of course, eventually they came after Hastert and they locked him up for a non-crime. Now they could have come after him for being a pedophile if they would have removed the statute of limitations, but that must not be mentioned by these people. Nobody will talk about that. Nobody will talk about that. Got to pretend there's nothing we can do about it. There is no legal basis. Look, if there is a statute of limitations on murder, and there isn't, by the way, for good reason. But if there was a statute of limitations on murder of 5 years, and you remove that statute of limitations, then somebody who had committed a murder 10 years ago, even if they hadn't been prosecuted yet, if they hadn't been found innocent in a trial, you could prosecute that individual now because there's no statute of limitations. That's precisely what happened in Australia with Cardinal Pell. The charges against him and the individuals that he raped when they were young, they were able to prosecute that because they removed the statute of limitations. Those individuals had never talked about what happened to them because it's very difficult for children to do that. That's why they have that 3-year statute of limitations. And so when they finally did talk about it, they said, well, statute of limitations, we can't do anything about it. When they removed statute of limitations, then they could prosecute Cardinal Pell. And make no mistake about it, it's very difficult to get a conviction on somebody for a crime that is decades old, whatever the crime is. So that is, at the very least, something that they could do. As a matter of fact, you know, talking about, oh, yeah, we all knew. Epstein was trafficking girls as recently as 2018. And it makes me want to throw up when I see Ken Starr on Fox News, who got him a sweetheart deal. Ken Starr and Alan Dershowitz. Yeah, they may be good lawyers, but they have absolutely no credibility or character. They have no shame. They have no morality. Maybe, you know, when you get in a situation like this, it's like Better Call Saul. You know, you need a criminal lawyer. I understand that. But, you know, I would not want to associate myself with those people. I think that's a big mistake for President Trump to associate himself with those people. You can find other good lawyers who have good character. You don't have to get down into the mud with people like Ken Starr and Alan Dershowitz. As recently as 2018, after those two got Epstein off with his sweetheart deal. Some girls as young as 11, according to this lawsuit by the Attorney General of the Virgin Islands that we saw put out a couple of weeks ago. So, yeah, they all knew. And I think they all know about the CPS issue as well. And I think they all know that religious rights and religious freedom and the free exercise of religion ought to extend to vaccines. There ought not to be a situation where you say, just got to get the shots. Shut up. You got to get the shots. We're going to be talking about the pandemic panic. We're going to be talking about bioweapons, and we're going to be talking about the profits of these vaccine companies and the people who are pushing the panic later in the program. Before we do, real quickly, folks, I just want to tell you about some of the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We now have Prostagard, as well as the Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock. They've been out of stock for a while. They are now back in stock and 35% off. We also have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine that is back in stock, and we've got a great special with X2 Nascent Iodine and X3 Nascent Iodine. You can get the two of those together at 50% off. You can get either one of them individually at 40% off, and they're slightly different. Both of them are very pure forms of iodine, but the X2 and the X3 are slightly different. Take a look at them. They can actually work together and help your awareness, as many people have pointed out on their reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have 50% off of our storable food. That will last for 25 years. Once you open it, you can reseal it. It's got great packaging. It's made in the USA. It's non-GMO, and we have that up to 50% off. We also have 30% off both the Alexa Pure Gravity Feed Water Filter and the Alexa Pure Breeze Air Filter. Both of those, 30% off. So those are big, big savings on both the Alexa Pure Water and Air Filters and the Select Storable Foods. As a matter of fact, we've had customers who have called in, talked to Alex, and said, I really feel guilty, Alex. This is such a deep discount on this. I want these products, but I also want you guys to stay in business. I'd like to be able to donate money. And so we've done that as well. You can also see on InfoWarsStore.com, we now have a donate button. So, if you're getting some products that are heavily discounted, or if you just want to make a donation, you can do that. You can always add a donation in a set amount or a custom amount. You can add that along with your order. Because we have a lot of people who, once they try these products, they realize how effective they are, and they continually reorder them, and they feel the way some of those callers did. They just want to make sure that we stay here, because that is what funds this program and everything that we do here at InfoWars. And we really do appreciate you standing with us and standing behind us, as we have been the tip of the spear in terms of being censored. But now we see this spreading out across all these different platforms. We see it spreading out to other issues. Of course, you know, we've always been censored because we talked about pro-life issues. We talked about vaccines. We've talked about the surveillance and police state and the unending wars. And those are the things that are really at the center of the fight. And that's why they take us off of social media. That's why they purge you off of social media. More about that when we come back. And we'll be talking about the coronavirus. What is the current status of that? And what's going on in Iowa? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect, because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge. I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again, when it's clutch time, to focus the people on taking action against the globalists. Because I'm committed to a future for humanity, and I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019. For standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. speech to free minds. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. A couple of interesting articles about our greenwashed elites. These are the people who wash themselves in environmental policy so that they can do whatever they wish. And I talked a great deal last week about how the central banks are now greenwashing their policies. And, of course, they are going to be setting up policies that are going to make them a lot of money. The private Federal Reserve. They want to participate in these carbon exchanges and carbon credits. I mean, why wouldn't they, right? They have already set up the fraud of the Federal Reserve, and so they have no problem selling lies and fraud to the American people so they can make a lot of money. But it goes beyond that. Of course, it goes to all of the elites, like Prince Charles. This is a guy who has been part of the Earth League with John Schellenhuber. The guy that was picked by the Pope to be part of his scientific advisory council, the guy who essentially wrote the Pope's encyclical on climate. Typically, that was a doctrinal statement that would come out by popes. And, of course, that really is the doctrine that he's concerned with, right? He wants environmentalism, globalism, Marxism, you know, pro-life, marriage, family, traditional concerns of the Catholic Church. He's not concerned about any of that. No. He is an environmentalist Marxist, a watermelon, thin veneer of green and completely red on the inside, calling capitalism dung and so forth. Yeah, he makes doesn't try to hide where he's coming from. But, of course, this guy, John Schellenhuber, being pro-life is not a concern of the Pope anymore because Schellenhuber and these radical environmentalists that are writing his encyclicals for him have called for radical population reduction to save the planet, of course. And so Prince Charles is working with these same people as well. These are the men behind the scenes. We see the Prince Charles up front. We see the Pope up front. But the guy behind both of them and other people like him, people like John Schellenhuber. The Earth League, they want to have a global court, and they want to have a planetary parliament and all this sort of thing. All of this boils down to world government. They want a world problem, create a world problem, imagine it, so they can have a global government, a global solution, a global tax, a global central bank, and so forth. So you got Prince Charles flying 16,000 miles in just 11 days before proudly posing with Greta Thunberg in Davos, reported by the Daily Mail. They pointed out that his 16,000 miles where he had all these different private jets and a helicopter and so forth, it cost the taxpayers of the UK £280,000. In the U.S., it would be about $365,000. His speech that he made after all of his impressive traveling, he urged world leaders to take, quote, bold and imaginative action on the environment. I would say imaginary action on the environment was what he was supposed to say, right? Because if you're gonna fly that much, you're actually taking imaginary action on the environment. Yeah, do as he says, not as he does, right? Meanwhile, we have Bloomberg lecturing us. Cut back on email if you want to fight global warming. It's costing us the equivalent of maintaining the airline industry for data that we don't even use. Well, you may think that it's not being used, but actually it is. You know, the NSA created that giant data center out in the desert of Utah, and they're using astronomical amounts of water and power because they want to store everything about everybody forever. I mean, there is absolutely nothing that they want to get rid of. They said, well, for those who think you're erasing email when you empty the trash, you probably aren't. Multiple copies of even decade-old emails are stored on servers around the world, and energy is being used to keep them alive. Yeah, tell this to the NSA. That's where your stuff is. That's why they've got all of this to pretend they don't have Hillary Clinton's emails. They're in Utah. Hey, Russia, we don't need them. We've got them in Utah. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Well, it's here, the year 2020. World government's out in the open. We've got the predicted mass pandemics, and they're calling for global government as the answer. And we've got massive, huge censorship taking place that's coordinated by big tech and banks against people that promote America and guns and freedom and Jesus and the family and the protection of the unborn. Wow. Yes, now we know we're right. The New World Order's real, Satanism's real, the pedophile elite are real, but we're real as well, and we love God, and we're standing up and saying no. But I just want to make the point here, 1 month into 2020, that we have never been in Kansas. We have never been in some smallville place that didn't matter. Everything we do, every decision we make governs the future of our species and everything we've gone through and everything we're going to go through. So it's an incredible time to be alive. I'm going to thank you all for being aware and being involved. But just remember, your action now via prayer, word of mouth, and financial support of InfoWarsStore.com is critical. So please take action.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just talking about the absurdity, the hypocrisy of our greenwashed elite. As we have Prince Charles flying 16,000 miles, spending $365,000 worth of taxpayer money to lecture us on environmentalism. And then they have the audacity, both of these articles up on the Drudge Report, and another article from Bloomberg saying, you know, your email, look at how much energy is being spent on your emails. Even when you delete this stuff, it's still being kept somewhere around there. You think it's gone? No, it's there. And we know where it is. You know, the NSA doesn't ever delete anything. They grab everything. They store everything. They brag about that, as a matter of fact. We see last week, London police saying, well, you know, now the city that's got cameras everywhere, really taking the lead in surveillance. Now they are mapping it to biometric surveillance, just like China. And they are storing biometric information about everybody. Is anybody going to complain about the energy that's being used to store everybody's face, everybody's walk, how you move and walk, because that's part of your biometric information. It's not just facial recognition. That's just the tip of the iceberg. That's what they're admitting to right now. But already in China, you know, they've got a number of different ways that they can identify you. You know, your height, your weight, your face, but even the way that you move, your gait. And all of that's being stored on servers, and all those servers are using so much energy. Just get rid of your email. You know, the elites like Prince Charles, they're going to be flying around the world on private jet after private jet and helicopters and so forth. But you, you're not even supposed to have email, you energy hog. This, folks, is where we are headed with these two tiers. You know, there's going to be this group of elitist Morlocks, and the rest of us Eloys are going to be locked up in the smart cities, but we're going to be so happy, you know, because we're going to have the little autonomous electric wheelchairs that we can tootle around in the cities, in our open-air prisons, our gulags, our Google gulags, our smart cities, while they have set up facial recognition to watch everything that we are doing. As I pointed out, it's to keep people safe, of course, you know. As I have pointed out many times, to the extent that you give up your liberty and your privacy, to that extent you become a slave. Slaves are never safe. Slaves are never prosperous. You're not going to own anything. You will be owned. You will be their property. And you know, in a prison, you're not really even safe, are you? I mean, the guards can come along and beat you at any time they wish. They're talking about how even though they say it's going to keep people safe, they say it's been kind of controversial in the UK. They've been doing facial scans and so forth at sporting events. In one trial, they found that 81% of the so-called matches that they found from facial recognition were correct. 81%. So they're only correct 20% of the time. That's a lot of false positives. How would you like to be identified as a terrorist while you're sitting there watching the football game? Or in an open-air market? Hey, we got this guy who blew up a place, and, you know, he might have a bomb on him right now. Look, he's a little bit heavier than we remember, but we got a match on his face, so he's probably, if he's heavier than we remember, maybe he's got a suicide bomb underneath his vest. You probably ought to take him out first before you actually make contact with him, because he could blow up everybody in the marketplace, right? Yeah, that's a very dangerous thing. Besides the fact that we don't want to have a society, do we? Where we have no privacy, no liberty? Which brings us to the Democrats and the horse race that is in Iowa.
I got the horse right here. The name is Paul Revere.
And yeah, I don't think we got any Paul Reveres, though, running in this clear. One. Now, that was appropriate, I think, 4 years ago when we had Republicans, and they were all trying to talk about how we could limit government and so forth. They had different proposals, whether they meant them or not. But there's nobody that is warning us about a government that's coming for our guns like Paul Revere, right? No, actually, the Paul Reveres are outside of the Democrat primary. And it looks like Bernie Sanders right now is surging to a 7-point lead in Iowa, according to the polls. According to the polls, if you can believe the polls. This is a poll that was published on Saturday. Shows Biden dropping to third place under Buttigieg. And Sanders now 7 points ahead of his closest rival, Biden. So it's kind of interesting as we look at the other markets are showing the same thing. You have markets where people place bets with a bookie website. And it's showing a ranking of Bernie Sanders, then Joe Biden, then Bloomberg moving up to third place, and Elizabeth Warren going down to fourth place. Bernie Sanders' Iowa momentum is spilling over into New Hampshire polls as well, because, you know, he's right there in Vermont, so he's got kind of a local boy. Is he a boy? So what, 77, 78? We can still call him a local boy, right? Advantage, as well as some momentum coming out of Iowa. A quarter of likely Democratic primary voters in New Hampshire would cast their ballot for Sanders, and that's up 4 percentage points since October. He has a 9 percentage point advantage on Biden, who is at 16%. And then you have Biden, Buttigieg at third, just at 15%, and Warren at fourth place with 12. So, they're fairly close together, but Bernie Sanders is way out ahead. And they say that Elizabeth Warren's support has come, that Sanders' rise has come at the expense of Warren, who has dropped 6 percentage points since last fall. So Sanders is up by 4, she's down by 6. It's one of the reasons why I think CNN was so desperate to attack Bernie. We have seen subsequent to that how viscerally Hillary Clinton hates Bernie Sanders. And we know how closely she is tied to CNN and the DNC. So this is going to shape up to be kind of an interesting season that we have. But I think the most interesting thing that came out of Iowa this last week was a confrontation between a father who confronted her over her giveaway program for student loans and debt. He said, "We saved the money, we did the right thing, and now you are screwing us." Let's play that video. Video clip number 7.
My daughter's getting out of school. I saved all my money. She doesn't have any school. I need the money back. So you're going to pay for people who didn't save any money, and those of us who did the right thing get screwed. My buddy had fun, bought a car, went on vacation. I saved my money. He made more than I did. But I worked a double shift, worked extra. My daughter, she is 10. So you're laughing. Yeah, that's exactly what you're doing. We did the right thing, and we get screwed.
I appreciate that.
It's kind of hard to hear, but he was very upset, and she was just adamant. He says, I didn't take any vacations. I didn't buy a new car. I saved my money. I did the responsible thing. He said, my daughter's getting out of school. I saved all my money, so she doesn't have any student debt. Am I going to get my money back? She said, of course not. Of course not. So we end up paying for people, he said, who didn't save any money. Then those who did the right thing get screwed. Well, yeah, we did the right thing and we get screwed, he says, and then he walks off. This reminds me, as I said before, of Aesop's fable about the ant and the grasshopper, except, you know, in that fable, you had the ant who worked and saved, and then you had the grasshopper who played all along. And then when the winter came and he didn't have any food, he comes to the ant, and the ant says, well, you know, just continue singing, dancing, and playing and fiddling around. You know, you don't have to worry about eating, right? Now, in the Elizabeth Warren parable, what happens is she goes out and steals the food from the ant and gives it to the grasshopper. And then the next year, since the ant got screwed by Elizabeth Warren, the ant says, well, I'm not saving any money, and nobody works and saves and does anything. And so then Elizabeth Warren and the grasshopper go and eat the ant. That's the way that eventually works out. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This time of year, I'm always promoting Winter Sun, our high-quality organic vitamin D3, vitamin K combo, because it's in the fall, it's in the winter, it's in the spring that people aren't getting sunlight, so your body can't produce the vitamin D it needs, and then that's the main reason people succumb to things like influenza and other deadly viruses that are wreaking havoc out there. It's on record that you've got to have this to live, not just to defend against these viruses. So right now, we have Winter Sun still available, even though we always order only so much for sale during the fall, winter, and spring. I'm going to let it sell out at the sales price of 40% off $23, despite the fact that I could sell it at full price, because I want you to get it and I want to incentivize you protecting yourself and your family. So Winter Sun, taken under the tongue, super high quality, 40% off, available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste, concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation, InfoWarsStore.com. And that's why we're still on air, thanks to you. We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2, our best-selling deep earth crystals, iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body. And I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself. 40% off InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together. Super high quality. Winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at some of the other things that are happening in Iowa, and then a quick look at impeachment before we get into the coronavirus, because impeachment is is tied to the Democrat primary and the election. Make no mistake about it. It's all it is about. So, again, as we were talking about Elizabeth Warren and the fact that she is willing to steal from the ants and give to the grasshoppers, as the guy said, so I work really hard. I save this stuff. And we pay our way, and we get screwed, so that you can help these people who didn't. And she said, yeah, that's right. Of course not. Of course you're not going to get any money from me. And the Des Moines Register there in Iowa has endorsed Elizabeth Warren, even as they admit she goes too far. Bernie is even more radical, I guess. He's too radical for Elizabeth Warren, and that tells you where the Democrat Party is now. At this point, they said, when the very fabric of American life is at stake, Elizabeth Warren is the president this nation needs. No, actually, Elizabeth can't sew. And she's also the person who is ripping apart the fabric of American life, who is saying, I don't even need to have Congress. I can just take the money and give up to $50,000 to anybody with a student loan. Will you vote for me? An advanced auction of stolen goods. That's what an election is to the Democrats especially. And she has absolutely no respect for the Constitution, no limits on her power. As a matter of fact, she is so totalitarian in her aspects that she wants to get rid of the whole idea of shareholders and corporations and to say that we're going to make the government and various NGOs and social special interest groups and community organizers and whatever, we're going to make all of them stakeholders in the corporations. And so they'll have to answer to all these people like AOC. It will be the end of life as we know it here. I mean, we will be putting the inmates in charge of the asylum here for sure. Nobody will be able to manufacture anything. It'll all be virtue signaling and identity politics and climate mythologies. And nobody's going to be able to build or do anything anymore. We'll take out all of the rational incentives to persuade people. I mean, that's the thing that makes a marketplace better than the government, if it's a free marketplace. So the government, as the government intrudes and partners with these corporations, then the persuasive aspect of the marketplace goes away, the invisible hand that we always talk about. That goes away because you're not trying to persuade anybody anymore. You're just coming in with mandates from special interest groups. Do this because I say so. Everybody's going to drive electric cars now. So do this, incentivize it, punish it, any other kind of behavior. We don't care what people actually want in the marketplace. You don't have to make a better mousetrap. We'll just tell people to buy your mousetrap. And so as the Des Moines Register there in Iowa said in its op-ed, Breitbart points out, the board attempted to dismiss fears that Warren is too far left of center for voters. However, the newspaper did concede that her call for structural changes go too far, quote unquote, including her tax and health care plans. That's right. It's got authoritarian orders and approaches to everything. So I said they're totalitarian. Andrew Yang, another example of that. He's going to tell you, just like Elizabeth Warren, what kind of house you can build. They're going to tell you what kind of food you can eat, what kind of car you can drive. Well, you're not going to be driving. They're not going to let you drive. What kind of car you can ride in, even if you can come up with the money. It's just absolutely amazing. The board could not endorse the wholesale overhaul of corporate governance. That's what I was just talking about. replacing stockholders with stakeholders. They couldn't endorse that. Or the cumulative levels of taxation that she proposes. And of course, Bernie's proposals are even higher. While the board has long supported single-payer health insurance, it believes a gradual transition is the realistic approach. See, that's the problem. Like Hillary, Elizabeth Warren has the hysterical approach. We got to do it now. We got to do all of it right now. Obama, on the other hand, was far more dangerous. Both he and Romney were going to do the gradual approach, and that's what Obamacare or RomneyCare was about. They will mandate health insurance so they have the pretense, the thin veneer of a private system, the pretense of choice, but it was designed to fail. And so they could then go the next step. So it's that gradualism, which is kind of interesting. That's always been the way that they have destroyed our liberty, is with gradualism. Very, very effective. But these people become so radical in their approach that they can't withhold that anymore. They've just got to jump all the way in, starting with Hillary, going to Elizabeth Warren, going to these other people who are doing the same thing with your Second Amendment rights or your First Amendment rights. You're just going to purge InfoWars and another 800 sites within 2 months, just right off the internet. We're not even going to do shadow banning anymore, right? We're just going to purge people overtly. None of this covert stuff. We're not going to bother with destroying your right to self-defense by gradual infringement and, a death by a thousand cuts. We're just going to take all the guns. And we're seeing politician after politician doing that. That's where these people are, these totalitarians. Joe Biden is making his bid. He says that transgender equality is a civil rights issue of our time. Say it's having life and liberty. Life is not a civil rights issue to these people. But transgender equality is, right? So Joe Biden and the Democrats are not concerned about life. They're not concerned about free speech. They're not concerned about a free press. They're not concerned, certainly, about the free exercise of religion, because their Equality Act is directly opposed to the free exercise of religion. They will mandate that you shut up if they don't like your beliefs. If you have beliefs about what marriage is, if you think that sex is biological and binary, objectively determined, you're going to be purged. You're going to be punished, quite frankly. So they don't see Second Amendment and self-defense as a civil rights issue of our time. They don't see due process and its destruction as a civil rights issue. They're not concerned about the warrantless surveillance state, and I could go on and on and on. There's not a single real issue that these people support. They don't support a single choice. They don't support, they're not pro-choice on anything except killing kids, and they want you to make that choice. But they don't want you to have the choice about how you educate your kids. They don't want you to have a informed consent or parental rights about what kind of medical care you're getting or what kind of vaccines you're getting or what schedule you're going to get those vaccines on. No, it's all about transgenders now. And he tweeted it out, transgender equality is the civil rights issue of our time. There is no room for compromise. That's right. They will destroy every last vestige of free speech and the free exercise of religion. And they'll do it in the name of transgender equality, people's gender identity. You know, they use the idea of a gay gene to demand gay marriage. But that's so 2015. Today, your gender is just in your mind. It doesn't have to be in your DNA. It doesn't have to be anything biological. We'll be right back.
It is I, the leader of Cobra, here for a message to President Trump, the American people, and Alex Jones of InfoWars. Our operations with our partners, the Communist Chinese, have bought control of your media. But it's true. Your people are beginning to awaken. That's why Cobra is launching operations to trigger race war, mass shootings, and bombings, which will be blamed on those loyal to America. Anyone, once we stage these attacks, that does not blame it on Trump will also be targeted by Cobra in the future. You see, when you expose our false flags and fake media. I will carry out attacks and then blame you, like we've done with Alex Jones, blaming him for mass shootings we committed. Hail Cobra!
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globals run for their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American revolution. Be part of crushing the globalist. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Well, it's here, the year 2020. World government's out in the open. We've got the predicted mass pandemics, and they're calling for global government as the answer. And we've got massive, huge censorship taking place that's coordinated by big tech and banks against people that promote America and guns and freedom and Jesus and the family and the protection of the unborn. Wow. Yes, now we know we're right. The New World Order's real, Satanism's real, the pedophile elite are real, but we're real as well, and we love God, and we're standing up and saying no. But I just want to make the point here, 1 month into 2020, that we have never been in Kansas. We have never been in some smallville place that didn't matter. Everything we do, every decision we make governs the future of our species and everything we've gone through and everything we're going to go through. So it's an incredible time to be alive. I'm going to thank you all for being aware and being involved. But just remember, your action now via prayer, word of mouth, and financial support of InfoWarsStore.com is critical. So please take action. This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch. I'm pointing out the way forward, things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us, and it's symbiotic. My friends, I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen, fluoride's the bad halogen. And people told me about it for years and I didn't listen. And I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Grip like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine, atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock, X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm telling you folks, get it. It's amazing. Discover the benefits. And it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joe Biden, a desperate bid to appeal to the radical Democrats, and understand it's the base that has become radicalized. That's why these people are getting more and more radical and totalitarian in all their proposals, saying, Biden is saying transgender equality is the civil rights issue of our time, and there is no room for compromise. But you have to understand there is no room for tolerance of the free exercise of religion in that kind of a statement either. We've already seen this from the Democrat House. They've already passed the Equality Act. We know what they're going to do if they get control of the House and the Senate and the White House. Because, quite frankly, this is not just Joe Biden talking. This is all of the Democrats talking about this. And then he went on to say he has some other interesting things in the last week that he has said in Iowa as he's campaigning. In a sparsely attended campaign rally in Ames, Iowa, because all of his campaign rallies are sparsely attended, as all the Democrats are, he said that the DACA illegal aliens are, quote, more American than most Americans. These kids have come from all over. They're not just Hispanic, they're Asian Pacific Islanders as well. And they have, in fact, done very well. In many cases, they're more American than most Americans. Why is that, Joe? Well, because they've done well in school. They've done well in school that we have paid for at our expense. So it used to be that we had something that we called the American Dream. What was that? The American Dream was owning a home, wasn't it? Well, forget that. Forget that. We got the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability. You can forget your home. Elizabeth Warren is going to building code you out of that. You're not going to have any more homes built unless they are super, hyper energy efficient. Can't have that. They're going to dictate everything, and they're going to price it out of your range. And they will make it impossible for you to own a home. But they're already doing that with the taxes. You have to pay taxes. The biggest tax on your home, the biggest part of that, goes to education. That's wherever you live. That was the way it was in Florida, where I lived, North Carolina, here in Texas. The biggest chunk of your property taxes goes to providing education, schools. And we have so many people coming across the border here into Texas that it's equivalent to having to build a new school every week. That's a lot of taxes, isn't it? And so I don't think if you got all these dreamers, these so-called dreamers coming in, you're going to have an American dream. See, their dream is to have an education provided to them for free. And so you're going to have to sacrifice your American dream of having a home. And it is being sacrificed by these people who open up the borders. Meanwhile, we see that the DNC has been caught on video. This is a conversation that was recorded teaching illegals how to vote. See, all these people who have been talking about, oh, the Russians, they hacked the election and so forth. When you say, no, we don't really mean that they changed the election. And there's nobody that's voting on the voting rolls. You know, we've got all of these dead people on the voting rolls, but that's not happening. They're not actually voting and so forth. Well, that's not true. I've told you several times, firsthand experience of my brother-in-law in North Carolina. In North Carolina, you don't have any picture ID, and they have the longest voting period of any state, because the Democrats set that up. And so my brother-in-law had a friend who went to vote in the 2012 election, and he goes in, and all you do is you give them a name and an address. So he gave them a name and an address, and they look it up in the computer printout. They said, you've already voted. And so has your mother this address or this other name at this address. And he goes, well, that's my mother, and she's dead. But she'd already voted. Now, the Democrats are always saying that that doesn't happen. I'll tell you what doesn't happen. People don't take time out of their busy life to go down and complain to the State Board of Election or to the media because they don't care. They're not going to talk about it. They're not going to do anything about it. So why waste the time doing that, right? They did tell me. But all these people say that doesn't happen. And, you know, the Russians hacked the election. But we don't mean to actually change votes. No, they are going to be doing that. As a matter of fact, there's an app for that. And they're going to use an app to let people vote off of their phones in the Iowa caucus, even though they know that there are a lot of cybersecurity issues with that. And they've already legitimized it in local elections in Seattle as well. The Democrats are moving to set up the electronic voting coming off of smartphones, of all things. It's not going to be secure at all. They will be able to rig the elections, and they'll be able to do it from top to bottom and across the country at the same time. It'd be so much more convenient than even using illegals to vote. Yes, they will use that tactic as well. They are not going to just go with one thing. It's going to be a full spectrum attack. After asking the organization's co-founder, Richard Gooding, about how to vote as non-citizens and asking if they, quote, support illegals, the staffer told an undercover journalist just how they could sneak around the voter laws and vote as non-citizens in federal elections. Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. But it is far worse than that. It's going to be the electronic voting that is really, really going to destroy the integrity of the election. Tulsi Gabbard, as you probably saw last week, sued Hillary Clinton, because Russia, 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 and the hacking, hacking, hacking. Hillary Clinton spends just by herself over $600 million and $100,000 that were allegedly taken out by Russian bots in the election cycle. That supposedly threw the election. No, it was just a red herring. Hillary Clinton didn't want you to see the information that had been released by DNC staffers who realized that Hillary had stolen the delegates. Yeah, she didn't get there because of the popular vote. She got there because she got the delegates. And then she projects that onto President Trump and then tries to get rid of the Electoral College. So, well, I got the most number of popular votes because they padded the votes in these corrupt jurisdictions. And then says, well, now we got to get rid of the Electoral College. And yet they are ushering in, they not only use their super delegates to make sure that she got the majority of delegates, even when they were even or when Bernie was ahead of her. She still got all the delegates out of every state. And people were very upset about it. That's why they released it. It wasn't the Russians. She talked about the Russians so you wouldn't look at the details about her. And so she's doing the same thing with Tulsi Gabbard. And so Tulsi Gabbard, as she called her, a Russian asset, has now filed a lawsuit against Hillary Clinton. You know, Hillary is a very attractive defendant. She's got deep pockets there in the Clinton Foundation. I certainly hope that Tulsi Gabbard gets a piece of that, certainly rooting for her to do that. And then the other aspect of the election, the impeachment. You know, the impeachment's gotten worse ratings than soap operas. Just over 4 million people, if you look at the big three networks, CBS, ABC, NBC, just over 4 million people tuned in to the Democrats' opening arguments. And, of course, the ratings have gone down consistently, dramatically in subsequent shows. And that's what they are, they're shows. And yet when we look at the soap operas, they actually get the real soap operas, actually get about 11 million people watching on those three networks. You know, soap operas like The Young and the Restless, The Bold and the Beautiful, General Hospital, The Days of Our Lives. But then the Democrat version, The Days of Our Lies, that only gets 4 million, not 11 million. Or The Young and the Antifa, that's not doing as well as the traditional soap operas. Democrats, meanwhile, on the House impeachment team, actually voted against aid for Ukraine. How about that for hypocrisy? It just keeps getting piled higher and deeper, doesn't it? We're getting a PhD in hypocrisy. Gateway Pundit pointed out that three of the House impeachment managers, Nadler, Jeffries, Zoe Lofgren, all voted against giving any money to Ukraine. How about that? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I want to talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste and it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean and the toothpaste that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now because I like the way it feels.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And
You can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. This time of year, I'm always promoting Winter Sun, our high-quality organic vitamin D3, vitamin K combo, because it's in the fall, it's in the winter, it's in the spring that people aren't getting sunlight, so your body can't produce the vitamin D it needs, and then that's the main reason people succumb to things like influenza and other deadly viruses that are wreaking havoc out there. It's on record that you've got to have this to live, not just to defend against these viruses. So right now, we have Winter Sun still available, even though we always order only so much for sale during the fall, winter, and spring. I'm going to let it sell out at the sales price of 40% off, $23, despite the fact that I could sell it at full price, because I want you to get it, and I want to incentivize you protecting yourself and your family. So Winter Sun, taken under the tongue, super high quality, 40% off, available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, as we're going to break. I think this is pretty bombshell hypocrisy. I mean, it's hard to, it's coming so fast and it's piled so deep and so high. It's kind of hard to find anything that's shocking, but you know, I think this is kind of shocking. I talked about it last week. I put out a video clip. Here's impeachment in 2 minutes. You got to understand that the, national security of America is contingent on the military might of this corrupt little country called Ukraine. That should tell you that we're in big trouble. But also, you have to remember that, as the Democrats are saying, it is an entitlement. You know, once they say that we're going to give some money to a foreign government, and we give money to everybody, don't we? Everybody. And even if there's vast evidence of corruption, even corruption of American officials, the vice president bragging about how he threatened to withhold $6 billion if they didn't shut down a corruption investigation that would touch on his own son's company, that even if there is massive evidence of corruption that involves American officials at the highest level, you are not to investigate that. And you're not even to delay that, because, again, foreign aid is an entitlement. And even if we have a corrupt government, that is no reason to even delay money that's going to those different countries. That was a point that was made by Rand Paul. He said, I think it's perfectly legitimate. As a matter of fact, I don't think it is legitimate to give these people any money at all. And, you know, the interesting thing is that most of the House impeachment managers thought the same thing. You had three of the House impeachment managers voted against aid to Ukraine. Gerald Nadler, Hakeem Jeffries, Zoe Lofgren all voted against a bill that included aid to Ukraine, and Jerry Nadler voted against the NDAA in fiscal year 2018 that included aid to Ukraine. And so now they're trying to impeach President Trump. That's an impeachable offense. If you don't give money without delay to a foreign foreign country, because it's an entitlement program. You know, Trump waited 55 days, so that's now a crime and a misdemeanor, according to these people who didn't want to give it at all. Nadler voted against another aid package to Ukraine 2 days after he chaired an impeachment hearing in 2019. So he doesn't want Ukraine to have any money. But if the president says, we ought to take a closer look at the corruption here, and in that transcript of the phone call, which is different than the complaint, which wasn't filed by somebody that wasn't there, didn't hear anything. It was all hearsay evidence. We haven't had any witnesses yet, quite frankly. In that transcript, it was the newly elected president of the Ukraine saying, yeah, we got to clean the swamp out here. It's a pretty corrupt mess here. We got a swamp of our own to clean out. Good. I'm glad you mentioned that because I want to know what's going on. We got Biden bragging about on tape the fact that he was shutting this down. And then we have Rudy Giuliani yesterday going on Fox News with Jane Perot, and he had this to say, video clip number 10.
The Biden family pulls somewhere between $8 and $20 million out of Ukraine totally corruptly. Biden was involved in two massive bribes. Zloshevsky bribed him. He bribed Poroshenko. He disgraced the United States of America. And Nadler should be ashamed for covering up for him. He also did the same thing, by the way, Biden did in Iraq, where he was point man. And his brother got a piece of a $1.5 billion housing project. And he did the same thing in China when he was point man. And the kid got a $1.5 billion investment from China in a hedge fund for himself, Kerry's kid, and Whitey Bulger's nephew. Biden is so dirty that you and I would have had him indicted 6 months ago. And Nadler is doing what a hack Democrat usually does. He's covering up for a crook. I don't care if he was vice president. I don't care if he's running for president of the United States. I'll say it straight out. Joe Biden is a crook, and he sold out the United States of America in Iraq, in Ukraine, in China. And if we can't prosecute him, we do not have justice in America.
Yeah, we don't have justice in America because these people are above the law. Democrats can't violate the law. The only violation of the law is if you investigate them. Rudy, don't you understand that yet? I said that from the very beginning. We had the complaint when they said, you can't talk about Eric CIA Ramella, Eric Chiramella. You can't say his name. And, of course, they oblige by that on Fox News and everywhere. Look at this. The president tweeted out an article, or the president's son tweeted out an article that has Eric CIA Ramella's name in it. So they play by those rules. She said, well, that's enough. That's enough. If we can't prosecute him, we do not have justice in America. Well, that pretty much sums it up. We don't have it. These people are above the law. The only crime is to investigate these criminals. As he's pointing out, it was handed to him in November of 2018. He said the Biden family pulled in somewhere between $8 million and $20 million out of Ukraine totally corruptly. Biden was involved in two massive bribes. He was bribed by Zloshevsky. He bribed Poroshenko. He disgraced the U.S., and Nadler should be ashamed of himself for covering up. And then he mentioned Whitey Bulger, which I think is kind of interesting because, you know, Whitey Bulger was a gangster in Boston. And it was the very beginning of James Comey's career. As a matter of fact, at that point in time, he was a Department of Justice, quote unquote. We'll put justice in air quotes here whenever we talk about it. Just understand that. But he was a Department of Justice lawyer, and he was there to get rid of organized crime. And yet the FBI was running Whitey Bulger, and they were actually giving him, he was supposedly their informant, but they were actually giving him information that allowed him to take out his competition in the area. And they had some FBI agents that were eventually convicted for doing that very thing. And as all this stuff was blowing up in Comey's face, you had that interesting situation where Whitey Bulger who had been in prison at that point in time for a number of years. He didn't get put in prison, I don't think, by James Comey. Comey basically was his get-out-of-jail card. But there were a lot of connections going back to Comey, going back to the early days. And as all this stuff was blowing up in the Russiagate stuff and with Comey, Whitey Bulger gets transferred out of a prison. He's dying of cancer. He's like very, very old. They send him in a wheelchair to a jail facility. And as he arrives, he is met by a welcoming party that has, locks inside of socks, and they beat him to the point that he was no longer recognizable, killed him right there on site. And his family's going, why in the world is this? Why would you take a guy who's got a couple of months to live and do this to him? Well, maybe he knows something about James Comey or about the Bidens or whatever, John Kerry's kids. He was connected with these people for a very long time. I thought it was interesting that Rudy Giuliani brought up Whitey Bulger. And, of course, Ukraine was a gold rush for Washington's elite. Hunter Biden was one of the first pigs in the line at the trough. Zero Hedge points out Biden's quest for Ukrainian windfall took him to one of Ukraine's most controversial and corrupt associates, Zolchevsky, who leveraged his post as Minister of Ecology and Natural Resources to build a fortune. A stepson of Secretary of State John Kerry also was asked to serve as a director, but he reportedly declined, and he warned Hunter Biden not to do so. But Biden didn't listen, and Biden turned out to make quite a lot of money out of that, at least $80,000 per month. The other guy must have been kicking himself over that, right? Well, no, he's not the center of an investigation. All right, we got to take a quick break, and before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a great cleanse and boost pack sale that's going on at InfoWars Store. We have Myco ZX Plus that will help you to cleanse yeast and fungal organisms. We also have Winter Sun. That's our vitamin D. That is very, very important for boosting your immune system. And we're going to be talking about the coronavirus coming up. The best thing you can do, folks, I got advice that is being put out there by some mainstream media outlet saying, just shut up and get your flu shot. That's what you need to do with the coronavirus. Oh, yeah, great advice. Great. No, you need to be doing something that's going to boost your immune system. Winter Sun, vitamin D, that helps to boost your immune system. We also have, as part of that pack, Lung Cleanse, Pollen Block, and Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. A great way to fight bacteria as well as virus. You can get all that together in the Cleanse and Boost Pack and save 50% off of the price of those things individually at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that in some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job. But now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective. And the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them. But it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
You're listening to the David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I mentioned this news item earlier in the broadcast. I want to talk a little bit more about it before we go into the coronavirus situation, an update on that coming up in the next segment. This story about Vimeo closing a Christian man's account because he said that the power of Christ changed him. He was gay, and they said, no, you cannot talk about any gay conversion therapy. Anything that you do, any efforts to change sexual orientation will be considered to be hate speech, and it will be purged off of Vimeo. That's according to our rules, they say. Unless it's, you're changing your sexual orientation as a trans, in which case, then you better promote that and worship that and not get in the way of that. It's amazing, isn't it? This kind of doublethink that is being sold to us by these people who are trying to change everything in our society and destroy our free speech. Now, as Vimeo responded to this, it's kind of interesting to hear what their attorney said. We make editorial decisions about content. And that means that they are an active publisher, right? If they're curating the content, then they are acting as a publisher. See, the Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which is essentially going to be the First Amendment of the Internet, what it said was that you're not going to be held responsible as a public forum. You know, if you have social media or you have a video website, you're not going to be responsible for the content that other people put up. You're not going to have any liability for that. And yet these people are coming out and saying, no. We are the publisher, and we're making the rules, and we're deciding what's going to be on here. And this is my personal opinion, and we're going to purge this type of stuff. They are not embracing the free speech that was given to them as part of this Communications Decency Act. Instead, they are embracing the fact that they're a publisher, and they're using editorial content. And they're not really being called on this because the government is behind this push for censorship as well. So the government could easily say to these people, stop imposing your values on people. If you're either going to be an open public forum, or you're going to curate content and be a publisher. One or the other. Decide what you're going to do. And yet they let them wear one hat when it's convenient and a different hat when it's not convenient. And the owner of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, has said now 8 times in public hearings that they are the public square, the digital public square. That was what Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act would recognize. It would say, look, this is a public square, and you're not responsible for the content of people there. You don't have to purge these people. As a matter of fact, if we go back to the Supreme Court case that was in a company town, Marsh versus Alabama, in the 1940s, they said, this company owned the town, like Google is going to own the towns, right? Physical towns. It was a coal mining town. They said, you own the town, you own the public square. And there was a lady who was handing out religious tracts, a Jehovah's Witness or something like that. And they said, no, you can't put that out here. We don't like that. We don't want that here. Go away. And she sued them, took it all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, no, you can't do that. Even if you own the public square, you can't control speech. But that's exactly what these people are doing now. They say, well, it's a public square, and we have immunity because it's a public square, but we're going to tell people what they can and cannot do. And it's very different from the kinds of cases that we've had in subsequent years that people come in and try to muddy the water with, saying, well, you can't, we've had courts rule that you can't hand out flyers and solicit and talk in a mall. But that's a very different situation. The mall is not a public square. The mall is a privately owned collection of stores. It's not the public square. So anyway, we'll be right back. Stay with us. We'll talk about the coronavirus.
The InfoWars store is the only place to shop to guarantee your support for the InfoWars crew. While we're in Washington fighting for our rights, it's more important than ever that you're able to support our team in the fight for liberty. So we've discounted some of our returning fan favorite products so you can stock up now. Survival Shield X2, our incredible nascent iodine formula, is finally back in stock and 40% off. After being sold out for weeks, the fan favorite supplement has finally returned. Or you can get the nascent iodine pack with Survival Shield X2 and X3 for 50% off each bottle. Ultimate Fish Oil and Prostaguard are both back after months of waiting as well for 35% off. These products are hard to source at the quality we demand, so we don't know how long they'll last. Make sure you get yours today. If supplements aren't your thing, we have storable food supplies for up to 50% off, as well as water and air filter units for 30% off. There's never going to be a better time to support the InfoWars team. Show Owen, David, Alex, Savannah, and everyone else behind the scenes you stand with them in the fight against tyranny today.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
This news just in, at least some of the individuals responsible for the Claydex virus are now under arrest. They are members of A Brighter Dawn, or ABD, the group that had claimed responsibility. However, authorities believe that key members of ABD's leadership may still be at large. In addition, Interpol has announced that after a long and exhaustive investigation, the laboratory in Switzerland where the virus was created has been raided and shut down. It was masquerading as a small biotech firm in an industrial park outside Zurich.
Oh, yeah, that's breaking news. Had you heard about that? Had you heard of the Claydex? Whatever they made it up. That's part of one of these simulations. You know, we've been talking about the simulation just 3 months ago where they were talking about a coronavirus outbreak and how it got out of hand. They run these scenarios on pretty much an annual basis. I mean, there was a big one back in 2001. It was called Dark Winter. And, of course, it involved the DOD, the CIA. You had the director of the CIA at the time, James Woolsey, Secretary of Defense, National Security Advisor, and on and on and on, right? All these people running a simulation. And typically, it's about a biological attack on the United States and how it gets out of hand. And then how do they respond? Were you people quick enough? Did you quarantine cities quickly enough and so forth? Which is what we're seeing right now in China. That's why I say, you know, is this real or is this a beta test for the Chinese as we're looking about this, at this? And of course, the simulation that we had just a couple of months ago was talking about how this coronavirus would kill 65 million people. But they do this on an annual basis. The one that they had just 3 months ago, again, it's funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. John Hopkins is a big part of it, and the Bloomberg school there. And they are not only talking about biological weapons, and understand nobody does biological weapons better than we do. Right? Nobody does it better. makes you feel sad for all the rest, doesn't it? No, we have been focusing on this. The CDC, as I've pointed out many times, and this is the thing that concerns me, regardless of what happens with this. And I had John Rappaport on last week. If you haven't seen that video, go back and take a look at that. John did a great job of breaking down the various panic scenarios that we've had in the last few years, going back to 2003 SARS, and saying we had a whistleblower there saying, wait a minute, all of the cases of SARS are being tested with just a few labs that belong to the World Health Organization. And one of the scientists there came out and said, I haven't seen any of these that have tested positive, even though they've been reporting that they're all testing positive. And then we've had Cheryl Atkinson expose the fact that when they had a later outbreak of the swine flu, that that was not true either. It's not to say that something like this is not going to get out of one of these labs. You know, we have to worry about the fact that it will either accidentally get out or it will be weaponized by, in their scenarios, it's always some kind of a rogue terrorist group that's using one of these bio labs that are all over the place here in America. And the technology, just like the recombinant DNA technology and the gene editing technology, that's all getting more and more accessible to a wider and wider number of people. And the controls that are being put on it by the CDC building these labs are actually pretty frightening in how incompetent they are. I mentioned last week as we were going through this, I mentioned, I think it was on Thursday morning, I talked about what the history of this particular lab was. And I talked about the articles breaking it down, going back to 2017 when they first opened that lab there in Wuhan, where we now have the outbreak. I didn't go into detail with it. It's a biosafety level 4 lab. That is the highest level lab to work on the most dangerous pathogens. And in a bioweapon scenario, like we have here with the CDC, they bring them in, they call them select agents, they take something that is already very dangerous, very contagious, and they make it more dangerous and more easily transmitted. That's what you do to weaponize bacteria and virus. And so they point out, this is the article from February 2017 that I referenced last Thursday morning, this lab that is in Wuhan was part of a plan to build between 5 and 7 of these maximum bioweapon labs. They all have a biosafety level 4 across China by 2025. So they built the first one there in Wuhan, opened up in 2017. And they said, as they're talking about the Chinese microbiologist, separating the fact that they have now joined the world's elite to create biological weapons, I'll remind you of how lax they are with not only safety procedures, and we're no better. I mean, Cheryl or Allison Young talked about all of the different crises that we've had in CDC labs across the country here in the U.S. But they also don't seem to be governed by very strict ethical standards. Remember when we were talking about that Chinese scientist who edited the DNA of a and was bragging about it? They got so much international heat that the guy was disappeared. We haven't seen him now for a while. We don't know what happened to him. He's probably, in some kind of a slave labor camp, making Christmas tree lights with a Christian pastor somewhere. If he's lucky. If he's not lucky, his organs have been donated to somebody and sold to someone. But he was doing what everybody else in the world has said we don't want to do, and that is editing a newly created baby at the just when it's a few cells. At that point, any edits that you make to the DNA are essentially seed changes. That means that only when the baby or the organism is just a few cells, any changes that you make are going to be propagated throughout the entire organism, and it will be passed on to their offspring. That's why we said we don't want to edit, babies, right? If you do any DNA editing, you do it only for adults because any changes that you make will only be temporary because the pattern of, DNA and reproduction is going to make those changes temporary. And we've seen that in the past. We've seen them alter the DNA of monkeys that were colorblind, and they would be able to see colors, but then that would gradually pass as the body, which already had its pattern set up, would gradually replace that modified DNA with the DNA that was inherent in the organism. But if you do it to a baby, then that propagates. It is permanent for that baby's life. Any changes you make, good or bad. And so that's the kind of ethics that we're looking at in China. This Wuhan lab cost $44 million. They said in 2017, the article, it will focus on the control of emerging diseases. It will store purified viruses. And it will act as a World Health Organization reference lab and be linked to similar labs around the world. It will be the first, its first project will be to study the pathogen that causes Crimean Congo hemorrhagic fever, a deadly tick-borne virus that affects livestock across the world and that can jump to people. Future plans include studying the pathogen that causes SARS before moving on to Ebola and to West African Lassa virus. And along with the coronavirus that they're talking about. They said in this article in 2017, worries surround the Chinese lab as well. The SARS virus has already escaped from high-level containment facilities in Beijing multiple times, said Richard Ebright, a molecular biologist at Rutgers. And another individual, Tim Trevann, founder of Chrome Biosafety and Biosecurity Consulting in Maryland, said that an open culture is important to keeping these biosafety level 4 labs safe. He said flat structures where everybody feels free to speak up and openness of information are important. You don't have that kind of transparency in China. And even more so, they are moving into bioweapons. We'll talk more about this when we come back. Stay with us.
If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2, our best-selling deep earth crystals, iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together, super high quality, winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win. This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch. I'm pointing out
the way forward. Things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us, and it's symbiotic. My friends, I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen, fluoride's the bad halogen. And people told me about it for years and I didn't listen. And I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Grip like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine, atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock, X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm telling you folks, get it. It's amazing. Discover the benefits. And it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We see some pretty amazing headlines about the coronavirus. This one on Zero Hedge. Thermonuclear pandemic level bad, says a Harvard epidemiologist. So this is going to get a lot worse. The coronavirus outbreak. Video shows dead bodies in the halls of a Chinese hospital. Everyone will get infected, says a nurse at a corpse-strewn hospital. We've seen that video, and that video and a lot of others are coming to us, courtesy of a guy who is a filmmaker. I don't know what to make out of this. I mean, we have seen, as I pointed out in the previous segment, we have these people, the National Security State, and the people who create bioweapons, and the CDC, who brings them in and creates them. You know, they're our protectors. No, actually, they are the ones who are creating the threats. And we should be very concerned that something doesn't accidentally or deliberately get taken out of our labs. And it seems to me like the possibility of that in China is even higher, that it would be either accidentally or deliberately as a weapon would escape out of these labs. And what a coincidence that the first and only biosafety level 4 lab in China is right there where this all began. But of course, it's all about that open air market where they eat bat soup and stuff, right? Jump to the snakes and from the snakes to the, like I said when I was talking to John Rappaport last week, it sounds like Rudyard Kipling's story about how the rhinoceros got his skin. Pay no attention to that biosafety lab, you know, two blocks down from the marketplace there. It's all about that. And yeah, they do have big issues with nutrition and they have big issues with hygiene. I can tell you that firsthand from having been there. I mean, we saw, as we were walking my daughter around as we were in Nanning, everybody in the family, still talks about as we walked, turned the corner around one building and we got hit with a wall of smell from a fish market where they just had the fish setting out in the sun, drying and rotting. It just about knocked us over. Didn't faze my daughter. As a matter of fact, it whetted her appetite because she was used to that kind of stuff. And she has an ironclad immune system. Let me tell you. Anybody that survives that through the early ages in an orphanage, they have got quite an immune system. And then we went to a small town later on while we were there to see what life was like outside the city because Nanning, even though you haven't heard of it, like Wuhan, it's got millions of people. It had a population of like 6 million people. Wuhan is bigger. It has 11 million people. But they took us to a small city, a small town, and you know, living conditions of people in the rural areas, very, very bad, even though the standard of living had gone up quite a bit. And they were actually spreading out, they were processing peanuts and stuff, and they were crushing them and spreading them out on the road where they had livestock and, you know, ox carts and stuff going and excrement and so forth like that. And some of the people in our group were like, oh, let me have some of that. And it's like, wait a minute. Do you see where this stuff has been, how they're preparing this on this road here? Where, I mean, it's not that they're getting droppings from automobiles, you know, gasoline and oil. I mean, this is coming from animals here. So that has been something that has been a hallmark of China, the hygiene and what they do eat. But I think if we look at where this is coming from, if this is a legitimate thing and not a hyped up situation like we've seen with SARS and with swine flu. You know, the dangerous swine flu came when they rushed a vaccine out. We had a lot of people who were severely injured with that swine flu vaccine that was rushed to market without any testing. Go back and look at that, because that may be what is really the end game on this whole thing, because it's being hyped. Amazing how it is being hyped. I want to play for you one more short thing. I began the last segment by playing for you a fake news broadcast. They didn't call it CNN. They called it GCN, the broadcast. And they were talking about how it was a terrorist group and they've now found this lab and so forth. They released this pandemic. And here is how they break it down to get the government to fund more of their bioweapons and to get the government to more favorable to the vaccine industry and to make sure that when the vaccine people tell us they've got to rush something to market, that they get out of the way and let them rush it to market. This was in this scenario of 2018. This scenario had some terrorists at a lab making a bioweapon and releasing it primarily in the Washington, D.C. area. And so here, as this scenario unfolds over a couple of days with the CIA director and the head of the Department of Defense and the head of the director of national security, all these people are wargaming what they're going to do when we have a biological weapon attack. And here's how this guy portrays it to them, showing them just how serious this is, especially to the elites in Washington. Go ahead.
The majority of Cladex cases have been reported in and around the nation's capital and in western Massachusetts. But we now have reported cases across approximately half of the U.S. states and in Puerto Rico, including sizable outbreaks in 38 metropolitan areas. We have gone from approximately 60 cases 3 months ago at the last meeting to nearly 60,000 cases now, including more than 3,500 deaths. The Metro D.C. area alone has 25,000 cases, including two members of Congress, several White House officials, and one Supreme Court justice. Global markets have plummeted.
These are the people that are part of the simulation.
The Dow Jones is down 60% from its high 5 months ago, and the Fed is now projecting a deep economic recession.
There you go. That got their attention. Boy, they perked up. You know, they're starting to doze off as part of that presentation in their wargaming scenario until they mentioned, yeah, some people in the White House got it, some people on Capitol Hill, and Supreme Court just got this stuff. So you better get serious, and you better green light that new vaccine from Bill Gates right now, right now. As a matter of fact, in case that didn't get them, the idea that the stock market was going to crash, now they got everybody's attention. We're going to have our stock market is going to crash. Well, we've got some people that are pushing back on whether or not this is an epidemic. We're getting information from all over the place. Again, you know, the dead bodies in the halls of a Chinese hospital. And again, when I looked at that video that went through the hospital, my response was, as I told my wife, I said, you know, having been to China, having walked through a Walmart, I'm not sure that scenario that we saw going through that Chinese hospital, if that was business as usual, because I can easily believe that people would be standing room only in a Chinese hospital hallway. That's the way it is in Walmart. I could easily believe that people would be laying on the floor. So I'm not sure that's an emergency scenario. I don't think that was necessarily staged, but I don't know that that's not something that is not ordinary in China. When we come back, we'll talk about what your risks are. Got a couple of people who are going back the other way, saying maybe you got a higher chance of dying in a car crash or maybe even in a helicopter crash, who knows, than dying from coronavirus. We'll talk about what the real risks are. Who is at risk in this? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The InfoWars InfoWars store is the only place to shop to guarantee your support for the InfoWars crew. While we're in Washington fighting for our rights, it's more important than ever that you're able to support our team in the fight for liberty. So we've discounted some of our returning fan favorite products so you can stock up now. Survival Shield X2, our incredible nascent iodine formula, is finally back in stock and 40% off. After being sold out for weeks, the fan favorite supplement has finally returned. Or you can get the nascent iodine pack with Survival Shield X2 and X3 for 50% off each bottle. Ultimate Fish Oil and Prostaguard are both back after months of waiting as well for 35% off. These products are hard to source at the quality we demand, so we don't know how long they'll last. Make sure you get yours today. If supplements aren't your thing, we have storable food supplies for up to 50% off, as well as water and air filter units for 30% off. There's never going to be a better time to support the InfoWars team. Show Owen, David, Alex, Savannah, and everyone else behind the scenes you stand with them in the fight against tyranny today.
This time of year, I'm always promoting Winter Sun, our high-quality organic vitamin D3, vitamin K combo, because it's in the fall, it's in the winter, it's in the spring that people aren't getting sunlight, so your body can't produce the vitamin D it needs, and then that's the main reason people succumb to things like influenza and other deadly viruses that are wreaking havoc out there. It's on record that you've got to have this to live, not just to defend against these viruses. So right now, we have Winter Sun still available, even though we always order only so much for sale during the fall, winter, and spring. I'm going to let it sell out at the sales price of 40% off $23, despite the fact that I could sell it at full price, because I want you to get it, and I want to incentivize you protecting yourself and your family. So Winter Sun, taken under the tongue, super high quality, 40% off, available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue, that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste, concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation, InfoWarsStore.com. And that's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We've been talking about the coronavirus. Is this a pandemic panic? Is it real? Is it fake? Again, you can see the interview that I had with John Rappaport. He's been following these different world health crises that have been declared by the World Health Organization and so forth. We've had a couple of Ebola outbreaks. We've had the SARS outbreak in 2003. We had the swine flu in 2009 and so forth. And so he went through the history of that. And there's a lot of different scenarios with this, right? We could have a, on an annual basis, you have the Pentagon and the vaccine industry and CDC are talking about how it could be they don't typically talk about it being an accidental escape because they want to pretend that that doesn't happen, right? But a bioterror attack, either from a hostile group or some kind of a terrorist group. I just read to you the people who were concerned back in 2017 when the Chinese opened their first biosafety level 4 lab. That's the highest level of pathogens that they would be working with right there in Wuhan. Right there close to where the first individuals were. And now they're out there saying new research casts doubt that the coronavirus epidemic started at the Wuhan food market. Lab animals? Maybe lab animals, but I don't think it's the bats, snakes of the food market. As a matter of fact, this is coming from the government newspaper, the South China Morning Post. And Zero Hedge says practically all Western media reports from the city of Wuhan have claimed that the city's hospitals have been completely overwhelmed by cases of pneumonia as more cases of the Wuhan coronavirus are confirmed. But the South China Morning Post retraced the movements of the first individual diagnosed with the virus and determined that he had no links to the shady seafood market selling live snakes and bats for human consumption. Amazingly, they caveated their report by claiming that other patients among the earliest cases had continuous exposure to the market. Well, we don't know what's going on in China, right? And as these experts in biological weapons and viruses and so forth, and vaccines are saying, it's very worrying because we can't trust China to tell us the truth. But, of course, you can always trust the American government and the CIA and the CDC to tell you the truth, right? No, I don't think so either. So we don't really know what the situation is, but I can tell you this. They're planning this on an annual basis. They're wargaming it. And you've got people who, like the Gates Foundation, they want to see a pandemic that is going to radically reduce the population. He's talked about that. He's like, well, we've got to save the planet. And there's a certain number of things that we can do, but nothing is going to do it like reducing the population. At the same time, he is incessantly pushing vaccines. Gates is obsessed with vaccines. So whether it is for profit or for population reduction or whether it is for bio warfare or whether it's an accident or whether it's deliberate, I think it's going to happen at some point in time. So the question is this the one? I think it's too soon to tell. We have some other people, however, who are weighing in on this. We have one individual at straightlinelogic.com who says, you've got a far higher chance of getting seriously hurt or killed in a car wreck than you do in running into the Wuhan coronavirus. So drive safely. And this is from Bill Sardi, is the author of this. And he says, the coronavirus is just a common cold virus. Yes, the coronavirus is just a common virus that infects your nose, your sinuses, the upper throat, and produces the same symptoms as a cold. It's menacing the human populations because it is an RNA virus. That means that it is enveloped so that it resists eradication by one's own immune system. In a very few subjects who are immune compromised for some reason or the other, they might be taking drugs to suppress their immune system, or they might have an autoimmune disease, or youngsters who have an underdeveloped immunity, or people who are very old and have a weak immune system, then yes, just like a cold or just like the flu, it can give you pneumonia, cause you to die, right? It can be very serious. I mean, we had more people who died of the flu than died of World War I at the same time. The flu was far more deadly. He goes on to say that the real thing that you should be concerned about and why we keep seeing this popping up in places like Asia is because they have a deficiency in essential nutrients, namely vitamin C and D. So regardless of what you just read here, that minimizes the risk, health officials are beating the coronavirus drum, with mass contagion predicted and an expert predicting this outbreak could be 10 times worse than the 2003 SARS epidemic that left 813 dead. Well, that was still a very small percentage, even if you buy the official story from the government, which, as I pointed out last week with John Rappaport, he does not buy the official story. Goes on to say this, Bill Sardi says, all the advice to stay away from crowds, to wear a mask, to wash your hands is silly, because a lack of hygiene is not why you have cold and flu viruses plague the planet during winter months. It's just that winter months are when the human immune system crashes. The disease is a lack of internal defense, not external exposure and transmission. The primary reason for this is plunging vitamin D levels from lack of sunlight as the earth tilts away from the sun in the winter solstice. Sunshine vitamin D activates rapid responding class of white cells called neutrophils that literally blow up viral infected cells. So his point is that this is essentially a cold. It's a difficult cold virus to handle, but it is essentially a cold. And the best thing that you can do is to increase the strength of your immune system, that it presents the greatest danger to people who have a compromised immune system because they're on drugs or they have a disease or because they're young or because they're old. And then he also goes on to say that the reason these things happen during, you know, prevalently during the winter season is because the lack of sunlight causes a vitamin D deficiency. That's why we call our winter sun, our vitamin D, we call it winter sun. It helps to supplement that. And again, as I pointed out at InfoWarsStore.com, I'm, you know, just telling you what you can do to make your immune system stronger. We've already sold out of Silver Bullet. We still do have our Super Blue Silver Cream, which is a skin cream, which is a nano silver that you can put on topically and keep your hands clean, that type of thing. But you really do need to boost your immune system. And you can do that by getting rid of things like yeast things and stuff like that that are going to have your immune system compromised fighting it. We also have our vitamin D supplement, and you can get that as part of a pack, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, the Cleanse and Boost Pack. Our MycoZX Plus, yeast and fungal organisms that are going to compromise your immune system, you can get rid of those. You can boost your immune system with vitamin D. You can get Pollen Block and Lung Cleanse, and also Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle Spray. All of those together, 50% off. This time of year, whether you have a virus that's coming from China or not, you need to do everything that you can to boost your immune system. You know, I was, I like to go to Jalopnik because it is kind of entertaining. It's kind of like, unintentionally, it's like the Onion or the Babylon Bee. It's almost like a satire site. This is, Jalopnik is used to be a part of the Gawker Media Empire. And they try to draw you in with the car culture so they can tell you how horrible cars are. But they also have a sister site, Lifehacker. And they said, if you're worried about coronavirus, just get your flu shot. Yeah, that'll take care of everything, right? Just get your flu vaccine already. And I'll tell you their logic when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch. I'm pointing out the way forward, things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us, and it's symbiotic. My friends, I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen, fluoride's the bad halogen. And people told me about it for years and I didn't listen. And I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Grip like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine, atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock, X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm telling you, folks, get it. It's amazing. Discover the benefits and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action.
Well, it's here, the year 2020. World government's out in the open. We've got the predicted mass pandemics, and they're calling for global government as the answer. And we've got massive, huge censorship taking place that's coordinated by big tech and banks against people that promote America and guns and freedom and Jesus and the family and the protection of the unborn. Wow. Yes, now we know we're right. The New World Order's real. Satanism's real. The pedophile leader real. But we're real as well, and we love God, and we're standing up and saying no. But I just want to make the point here, 1 month into 2020, that we have never been in Kansas. We have never been in some Smallville place that didn't matter. Everything we do, every decision we make governs the future of our species and everything we've gone through and everything we're going to go through. So it's an incredible time to be alive. I'm going to thank you all for being aware and being involved. But just remember, your action now via prayer, word of mouth, and financial support of InfoWarsStore.com is critical. So please take action.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globals a run for their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalist. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2, our best-selling deep earth crystals, iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together, super high quality, winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just talking about this Gawker publication, Lifehacker. It's part of the Gawker media empire that was essentially bankrupted by the Hulk Hogan lawsuit, if you remember that a few years ago. And, you know, Jalopnik is still out there, and so is Lifehacker. And Jalopnik, which seems to exist solely to pull people in with articles about cars so they can tell you how evil drivers are, how evil cars are, and we just need to shut it down. I mean, they had an article about the C8 Corvette, which is just one of the most ridiculous articles I've seen, talking about how, yeah, look at this. It went down by 1 mile per gallon on their EPA test. And so, this is the last sentence in this short article from Jalopnik about the C8 Corvette. Now, this is a car website. They finished like this. In this year of our Lord, 2020, 15 miles per gallon shall not be considered acceptable. Oh, really? And who made you God? See, that's the thing. These people think they're God. They think government is God.
Every day I start the program, I say, you know, the year of our Lord, 2020. I say that for a couple of reasons. Number one, that's the way the date was referenced in the Constitution. Because the founders of this country recognized God. And I want to recognize God as well, not just because it's in the Constitution. But I do that also to tweak the people like this who think that government is God. No, government is not God. And you don't get to set, you get to tell me what I should drive and so forth. But that's the kind of publication it is. But I was really surprised to see this headline. If you're worried about the coronavirus, get your flu shot. Now, what the heck are they talking about? Because we've talked over and over again about how people who are harmed by vaccines, and remember, all you need to know about vaccines is that the government had to give immunity to the vaccine manufacturers because otherwise they would have been out of business. Well, what does that tell you about the safety of vaccines? That if you don't have legal immunity, you're going to be bad out of business. And so they created this secretive vaccine court. They've paid out billions of dollars to people, even though most people don't know it exists. Injuries, severe life-altering injuries and death, and the most number of injuries come from, wait for it, flu vaccines that they push on everybody. And so this writer says, to be clear, the flu shot does not protect against the coronavirus. That's a different virus. Oh, well, you know, that's the problem. The flu virus doesn't protect against most strains of the flu either because it's set up for a particular strain of flu, and they don't know which one that's going to be. And so there is no more correlation to whatever the flu du jour is, or the flu of the year. They don't know what that's going to be. They start manufacturing this stuff and stockpiling it way before flu season. They don't know what it's going to be. And then there's all the issues involved with the manufacturing and the preservative and the adjuvants to irritate your immune system and all that kind of stuff. But the flu virus that you get has no more connection to the flu than it does to the coronavirus. So she's right. It isn't, you know, the coronavirus is not, you're not going to be protected by the flu shot against the coronavirus, and you're not going to be protected against whatever the flu that's going around this year is with the flu virus either. Chances are, more likely. She said, but if you get your flu shot, you may have a bit more peace of mind if you start coughing. And I thought, what in the world is she talking about with that? How would that, if I believe that this is really going to protect me against the flu, and I get the flu shot, and I start coughing, then if I really believe that I've been protected against all strains of the flu, which is what they tell you, that's what they imply, then I'm going to think, I must have the coronavirus if I've got a cold, right? I mean, that's really, so the logic absolutely makes no sense. If you believe that you're protected with the flu virus, and you start coughing, how does that give you peace of mind? It makes you think you've got the coronavirus. She says, if you seek care for the flu in the middle of a coronavirus outbreak, you're making more work for the hospital staff, and you're possibly causing extra worry for yourself. This is a kind of arrogance. It's like, who are you to put yourself above everybody else type of attitude that they always push on you with the measles vaccine, right? MMR. Just shut up about the health effects of you. We don't care about you. It's the herd that we have to protect. Well, the herd is nothing but a collection of individuals. And this herd immunity is nothing but a herd mentality. And then she just finishes up. So if you think a rampant, deadly virus is a bad thing, just get your flu vaccine already. Just get it and shut up. Yeah, that's it. That kind of thinking. This is why I kind of come down on the side that we ought to pull back a little bit from the hype of this coronavirus stuff. Yeah, the headlines are everywhere. You know, thermonuclear panic level bad, says an epidemiologist. China claims have cured the first patient with the coronavirus, says 90,000 suffer. Over 2,800 global cases, resulting in 80 fatalities. China expands a lockdown against the virus and fast-tracks the hospital. Coronavirus doctors collapse as hospitals are overwhelmed in the Chinese quarantine city. This time I'm scared, says a biologist. Well, you know, that time is going to come. They war game for this every year. Is this the time? I don't know. I don't know. I do know that the only way to protect against this is to try to make your immune system stronger. And that's very easily done. You know, there's certain things that you can take on a regular basis, and if you don't take them, you're going to have your immune system compromised. I mean, I take vitamin D and vitamin C on a daily basis. I even take a form of vitamin C that's more easily assimilated. It's a lipospheric form of vitamin C. But I didn't take it when I was traveling. I didn't take it when I was, you know, gone for a week and locked up on a plane with people who were coughing with who knows what. And I came back and I had it. Not the coronavirus, but whatever I got. As of yesterday, we've had 5 cases confirmed by the CDC. And again, they were also confirming SARS, and there's a question as to whether or not that is true. But the cases that they say they have confirmed, a new one in Maricopa County, Arizona, one in L.A., one in Orange County, California, one in Everett, Washington, Washington State, and in Chicago. The one that came out in Texas last week at Texas A&M evidently was not confirmed. But I look at this, and I see that a lot of these videos about Chinese hospitals and the nurse who says that 90,000 people are already infected and so forth, they're being funneled through an account, Max Howroot. And he is a filmmaker, a writer, a comedian, an actor, and an animator, and an activist. And I'm wondering, why in the world has he got an inside track on all this stuff? Why is everybody funneling this stuff through a Hollywood hack? And I, you know, all of this is kind of making me concerned about the legitimacy of this. And I wanted to get some calls from all of you to see what your take was on it. But we don't have enough time to do that today. We'll do that tomorrow because I'm sure this thing is not going to go away. The thing that I'm most concerned about is the headline that we have at InfoWars saying that China is claiming that they found a cure for this. See, the thing that I'm concerned about is the back end of this. I'm concerned when I see the Chinese government putting soldiers on the street with touchless thermometers shining on people's foreheads and saying, well, your fever's high, go to the internment camp. Or when I hear them say, hey, we just last 12 hours here, we just came up with a cure, and we're going to start rolling this out to everybody because we've seen that played out before with the swine flu situation. So what I'm afraid of is a impromptu cure that is going to be rolled out by Bill Gates and all these people, because that's a big part of their wargaming scenario. That's why I played that clip for you where they scare the government officials. They say, look, this thing was a bioweapon. It was released in the Washington area. It got people in the White House. It got people on Capitol Hill. It got people in the Supreme Court. You got all 3 branches of government, right? Plus, it's going to compromise your wealth in the stock market and the economy. And so the solution to all of that is to make sure that we have a vibrant vaccine industry and that we have the green light from all of you government officials to rush to market anything that we come up with after we present you with a pandemic scenario. And see, I think the Chinese are perfectly capable of doing this as well. The same people who have been putting fluoride in your water for 75 years, Grand Rapids, the first place to do it, the same people who are demanding that you get vaccines whether you want to or not, the same people who panic everyone about measles are now out there trying to panic everybody about a cold virus on the other side of the planet. So maybe I'm wrong, but I think that I smell profits, and I smell the national security state at the bottom of this whole thing. And I'm very concerned about the national security state. They're capable of anything. I mean, the same people who told us that Afghans are capable of flying planes at a speed and an altitude they can't fly, and that we had 3 buildings collapse when only 2 of them were hit, they collapsed right in their footprint, are now got a different story for you.